This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Glad you could join us. Hey, you know something? I wish I could meet all of you personally. Let's see. Some of you have red hair, some black or brown, or maybe even gray, if you're one of our older listeners. Some of you have freckles, and you hate them. Well, I've never had freckles. And always wish that I did have, so maybe you could send me some of the ones that you don't like, okay? Well, whatever you look like, whatever your age, welcome to another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Hey, we'll have some good music today, including a visit in Company Corner with a talkative little one named Caroline. And she informed me that it is Caroline with a K. And, of course, we will wind up with a story as well. The name of it is First You Must Crawl. Well, let's get to our music, okay? Music is something that has changed a great deal over the years. There are some choruses I sang as a kid that I just never hear anymore. And I often wonder if kids even sing them. Well, the other day, I got a letter from a girl who said,
Uncle Charlie, one of my favorite choruses is Climb, Climb Up Sunshine Mountain. Could your cousin sing that sometime?
Well now, that's one of those choruses I thought nobody ever sang anymore. I haven't heard it for years. But it was one we sang many times when I was a youngster. So we dug around, found the music, and here are the cheerful cousins to sing that old-time song, Climb, Climb Up Sunshine Mountain.
Climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain.
Now here's another old-time chorus that I have heard many times through the years. Those of you who know it, you sing along. All right, here we go.
I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Now, did you manage to get your tongue all wrapped around those wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart words? While we're still in the mood for old-time choruses, let's hear from 6-year-old Scotty with a medley of two more old-timers.
I want to be more than a son to go to meet in Christian. I want a religion that fills me every day. Sunday I am happy, on Monday glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved, and I'm so glad I am. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah, I am saved, and bow for the happy land.
We get lots and lots of mail here at Children's Bible Hour, and every letter, every request for keys for kids, for instance, needs to be answered. Although we have a number of full and part-time workers to help us, we also depend on a host of volunteers. We have many people who come in, some a day a week, some a day a month, to help us with our work. For all the volunteers who help so faithfully in the work here at CBH, and of course that even includes all the kids you hear, for they don't get paid, they volunteer their time. Well, Jonathan has a cute song ready called Volunteer.
Isaiah 6:8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. I'm the kind that likes to be a volunteer. If God's doing something big, I want to be there. Nothing's more exciting or rewarding or inviting than to join.
We've heard from two boys. We'd better let the girls get in a word. And that's exactly what our visitor will do in Company Corner. Well, in Company Corner today, we have a little girl. What is your name?
Caroline.
Caroline. Now, do you spell Caroline with a C or with a K?
K.
With a K. And how old are you, Caroline?
4.
4 years old. And how old is your brother?
10.
And what is his name?
Peter.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
You know, if Jesus Christ is acceptable because he died upon the cross of Calvary.
Well, that sounds like a real preacher. Maybe you'd like to tell us a little bit more about your family, too.
My dad is at Army and my mom usually is at home.
Oh, that's good.
And sometimes Mom is someplace at our class or something, and Peter's with me, and Dad's gone too, maybe sometime. And when I just turned 4 in November 16th.
November 16th. Well, my birthday's November 4, so that's a good month, isn't it? Yeah. Now you and Peter, your brother, he's how old is he?
10.
Well, now, does he ever pick on you?
Sometime.
Do you ever pick on him?
Sometime I hug him or kiss him, maybe.
Well, that's very nice for a sister to do to a brother. Are you going to sing for us today? Are you? I can't hear it when you shake
yes.
your head. What are you going to sing?
Jesus name above all names.
Jesus name above all names. Oh, that's a beautiful song, Caroline. We'd like to hear you sing that, all right?
Jesus name above all. Jesus, name of
Well, Sherilyn, I do believe we have met your match. But let's hear your good song right now, too, for it's all about the wonderful promises God has given to us.
He has given us promises written there for us to read. He has given us promises waiting to supply our need. He has given us promises hidden in His precious word. So let us show our love for Him by learning each and every one of them. Our faith will grow every time each promise is heard. God knows the lilies of the field, each bird up in the sky, but greater far His love for us, on that you can rely. So trust the Lord in everything, and He'll direct your way. The Bible makes that promise clear. What more is there to say? He has given us promises written there for us to read. He has given us promises waiting to supply our need. He has given us promises hidden in His precious word. So let us show our love for Him by learning each and every one of them. Our faith will grow every time each promise is heard.
Well, Sherilyn sang about some of God's good promises. Now with the song of invitation, Todd, Stacy, Carrie, and Lisa, our second cousins, tell you to reach out to Jesus.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Just come to Him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true, walking by our side in His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching.
Before we get back to our music and on to our good story, a quick reminder that if you're not getting Keys for Kids regularly, you can without having to ask for it every other month. Oh, we have so many good letters that come in all the time from those who are using Keys for Kids. I'm 14 and I love the Keys for Kids books. I try to read them every day so I can read my Bible every day. Good idea, huh? And this one from a girl who says, I love reading the stories from Keys for Kids. I've been getting it for 6 months and I love it. My grandmother is the one to thank. She ordered it for me and I've been reading them every day so far. So grandparents, yes, you can ask to have your grandchildren sent a copy, and then if they write and ask for it regularly, we'll put them on the mailing list as well. Now here's where you write to get on the mailing list for Keys for Kids every other month. CBH Ministries, or Keys for Kids, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. CBH Ministries or Keys for Kids, either way, we'll get it. P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us and ask to be put on the mailing list. That email address is keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org. Now let's settle back and listen to our interesting story today called First, You Must Crawl. But first, we must have a story song. Dawn sings it for us. Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, if You please.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Jorlyn Grasser, is entitled, First, You Must Crawl.
Mother, may I invite Ellen to the Kids' Crusade tonight? I'd like someone to go with me, and Pam can't.
I don't believe I've met Ellen. Where does she live?
Downtown, in the old apartments on First Street. She says she doesn't go to any church.
Oh, she doesn't? Well, this may be a real opportunity to introduce her to Jesus. Of course you may invite her.
Come on, Timmy. Try to walk to me. No, don't crawl. Walk. Mother, are you sure Timmy is all right? Pam's baby sister is younger than Timmy, and she's been walking for over a month.
All babies are different, you know. I think our Timmy is just a little bit slower than some. His checkup's tomorrow morning, so I'll see what the doctor says.
This is the last night of our kids' crusade, and once again, we have heard the plan of salvation. Now, is there anyone who would like to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? We have all sinned. But Jesus took the punishment of our sin on the cross. He died, He rose, and promises us eternal life if we will receive His free gift of salvation.
Ellen, I'm so glad you received Jesus into your life tonight. That's the most important decision you will ever make.
Yes, it certainly is, Ellen. Hey, since it's not very late, do you think your parents would mind if you stopped at our house for some ice cream?
I'm sure they wouldn't care, but I'll call them from your house.
Oh, good. I love ice cream. More ice cream, Ellen?
No, thank you. Hey, Sandy, that's a pretty ring you're wearing.
Oh, thanks. My parents gave it to me for my birthday.
Wow, I've never seen anything so beautiful. I love all those small pearls. But what kind of stone is in the center?
It's an aquamarine. They're not genuine stones, but they're pretty good ones.
Time to go, girls. Mother's going to put Timmy to bed, so Sandy and I'll drive you home, Ellen. When Mother returned from the doctor's office the next day, she had a good report on Timmy.
The doctor said Timmy's just fine. He just needs to be encouraged to walk. It'll take patience, of course, because Timmy doesn't understand that walking's a better way to get around.
I'm glad to hear that. Come on, Timmy. Let's practice walking. That's a good boy. Oops. Down you go again. Take my hand. No, let go of my bracelet. There you go. Oh, Mother, have you seen my ring? I always put it in this little box, but now it's gone. Remember, I showed it to Ellen last night.
Look around, Sandy. You left in such a hurry to take Ellen home that you might have put it down someplace and forgotten about it.
At school on Monday, Sandy was eager to share all her news with her best friend, Pam.
Hi, Pam. Sorry you couldn't go to the kids' crusade with me.
Hope you didn't mind going alone.
I didn't have to go alone. I invited Ellen. You know, we've been trying to get her to come to Sunday school with us.
Oh, that's good. The crusade meeting would be good for her.
She even went forward when the invitation was given.
She did?
Why are you so surprised?
Ellen had to go to the principal's office this morning. You should have heard the language she was using.
Really? And I thought she was a Christian. You know, my birthday ring is missing. And I showed it to her Friday night. Maybe she took it.
After school, Sandy rushed into the kitchen to share her disappointment with her mother.
Mom, I'm home. You know what Ellen did today? She got into trouble, and I don't even think she became a Christian when she went forward Friday night.
Uh-oh. Sandy, watch Timmy for a few minutes, will you please? Let me take care of these groceries, and then I can talk to you.
Okay. Come on, Timmy. No, don't cross. On your feet, Timmy. Walk. Oh, Mother, will he ever learn?
Yes, he will, but remember what the doctor said? Patience and encouragement is what he needs. Okay, now tell me about Ellen.
And you know my ring is missing. She probably took it when she was here. I can't find it anywhere.
You can't be sure, Sandy, so be careful. Tell me, when did Ellen receive Jesus as her Savior?
You were right there, Mother. Friday night. Why?
Well, Sandy, the Christian's life is much like Timmy's. First he has to crawl, but soon he'll walk, and someday he'll be able to run. But all this takes time and patience and encouragement and understanding. Did you know that God's Word compares a new Christian to a baby? 1 Peter 2:2 says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." Rarely will a new Christian grow without someone to love and care for him and show him how to live a life that pleases God.
You mean Ellen is a little like Timmy in her Christian life? She's just beginning to crawl?
Right. Remember how we encouraged Timmy and got so excited when he first crawled across the living room?
Oh, yes. He was so cute.
Well, Ellen needs to be encouraged to crawl, too. To crawl away from her old ways and away from her old life. She is a new creature in Jesus, but she has to understand this. And the best way for her to grow is to have another person love her enough to teach her.
But how? She lives so far away.
Well, first be a friend and a Christian example at school. And then maybe you can share some of your records and stories with her.
I could tell her about the Christian programs I hear on the radio.
Right.
And maybe she'd like to read the Sunday school papers I've been saving. Hey, do you think we could pick her up for Sunday school and church?
Of course. We may have to get up a little earlier, but we can do that. And let's pray for her and look for even more special ways to help her grow. Don't be discouraged if she doesn't walk right away. We all began our Christian life by crawling.
We all had to crawl before we could walk, right, Timmy?
Oh, my, what does Timmy have? No, no, Timmy, don't put it in your mouth.
It's my ring.
The ring you thought Ellen might have taken?
I must have dropped it. Bring it here, Timmy. No, Timmy, let's try walking. Here, I'll help you. We'll learn about walking together.
Yes, it's so important to learn to lean on Jesus. And the more we learn to lean on Him, the more we become like Him. And we learn not to judge others, especially those who are new Christians. Let's not judge them. Let's seek to help them. That's what the Lord would do, and we want to be just like you, Lord.
God, watch me true.
Wonderful prayer that is for each of us to remember to pray, just like you, Lord, being kind and loving and not being judgmental, especially for those who are new Christians. Let's ask God to help us to be understanding. Well, time's up for today's visit. Hey, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, a How About You section where we ask you to apply what you've read to your own life and put it into practice. There's a verse to memorize if you'd like, and then a key thought to sum up the day's lesson. Join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids, either for family or personal devotions. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. Thanks so much for listening. And do keep in mind that Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry.